flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy also has a bone to pick with him coming up at 11 o'clock.
I don't have a bone to pick with him. I just want to ask if he changed his mind.
Okay, good.
Don't make this bigger than it is. Don't try
well,
to
what
be...
is it? What bone is it that you want to pick?
I just want to ask him one more time if he would rather have Marcus Freeman as a head coach or Ryan Day. That's all. Last week he said, it is very clear and obvious to everyone that you would rather have Marcus Freeman as a head coach over Ryan Day. And I was just like... I don't think that's clear to everyone. So I just want to ask him about it and see if he changes his mind.
All right, Andy will pick that bone at 11 o'clock. And then Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, will join us at noon after he just heard Tommy Reese's press conference. Opening press conference, offensive coordinator of the Browns. Kevin Stefanski will be calling plays. Kevin opened it up by saying that, Andy, but he reserves the right to change his mind. The one thing I think everybody needs to understand, tell me if you agree with this or not. And we heard several times, okay, you're going back to the offense that Stefanski ran before.
Right.
Well, no, not. I'll say this. No, not completely. Because if you were, you could have brought Alex Van Pelt back as offensive coordinator because he was let go in New England. If you wanted the same thing back, you could have very simply had it. You could have hired Alex Van Pelt as your offensive coordinator, and Kevin could go back to calling plays. Instead of doing that, they're going with a different approach because it's a different guy with a different background and different thoughts. So though I think, yeah, it'll probably more closely resemble what we saw several years ago, there will still be differences because you're having a different guy, quote-unquote, coordinate the offense.
You need to coordinate the offense. I'm looking forward to this kind of going back to where it was 2 years ago. And then again, you need a quarterback that's healthy. I'll just go there. I don't care whether it's a free agent, whether it's a rookie that's coming in or whatever. They just need a quarterback that can effectively execute the offense that Kevin is looking for beyond the first drive of the game. Okay? Because we know that Kevin can scheme up something really, really good for the first drive of the game. We've seen it time and time again. And then we also saw when he wasn't calling the plays what happened later in the season. They also need to be able to score more than 20 points a game. These are all like the small, not so small goals that need to happen for next year. It's all on Kevin. And it was almost like when Kevin gave up the play calling this year, you could kind of see that he was going to come back at the end of the season no matter how this thing played out. So really, the biggest news that came out of today's press conference was Kevin stepping out to the podium, very first words out of his mouth, I will be calling the plays next season, and I will have the option to change my mind if I want to.
That was really the only
one, which I know you guys are going to ask. I'm going to call plays, and I reserve the right to change my mind.
There you go.
That was really the only news that came out of the press
conference. Just like being married. Your spouse always has the right to change their mind. Learn something from that. True. What are you saying? Don't get fired? What?
Don't get divorced.
Don't get divorced.
Oh, it's not divorce. It's true. Your spouse always has the right to change their mind. You may not always agree with it, But the words happy wife, happy life apply 24/7, 52 weeks a year.
I think it's an intriguing promotion for the Browns, because this guy was highly thought of when the Browns brought him in. Nick Saban thinks highly of him. Nick is a good football coach, no matter what you think of him. I will say I think he might even be better in television commercials than he is as a football coach.
He's been pretty good.
He's pretty entertaining. It's a rule. It's not a spa.
That's right. Did he give the... Never mind.
So I think, you know, we'll see. And the whole, well, Mike Vrabel had an interest in him. That doesn't matter. If the Browns didn't think he was the guy that should be coordinating this offense, they wouldn't have promoted him just because Mike Vrabel might have hired him. That wasn't going to happen. And Vrabel has a pretty good offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels, who's been there, done that, and has the Super Bowl rings to prove it. So if McDaniels were available, would Vrabel have hired him over Tommy Rees?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know either. It is a good question. If he would have hired Tommy Rees and not Josh McDaniels, that would have been telling. I would have expected him to hire Josh McDaniels, personally, and he did. But here you have a young guy, coordinator, interesting experience, coordinator at two big-time colleges, played the position in college, and he's going to come in a situation where you need a quarterback, and he better succeed. Whether it's a young guy, whether it's a veteran, whatever it is, whoever it is, that guy has to succeed here, or they're all going to fail, Andy. And Tommy Rees will either be looking for a job next year or might get promoted as offensive coordinator. He could be the head coach. You never know. So it has to work this year for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, and they're putting their trust in this young guy to coordinate the offense. I think that's interesting.
I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. They really like Tom. I mean, obviously, there was a guy who was coveted by other teams in the NFL. They wanted to make sure that he stayed home. He said he wanted to stay.
We think so, right?
We heard his name in too many other circles that he wasn't. Obviously, somebody, whether he got a job or not.
Interviewed at North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, he got an interview. I mean, there were other places that wanted him. Right, and he's got a pretty good resume as far as colleges. If he needs to call plays, I think he's in a position to do that. He has the experience. He wouldn't be coming in totally cold. He'll know the offense when they get there. I don't care who the offensive coordinator is. If they don't get a quarterback, it's not going to matter for anybody. Somebody's got to lead this team and hang on to the football and not throw to the other team more than our team. But I don't like this is 100% what the issue is here right now. Tommy Rees might be the greatest offensive coordinator in the history of the planet. But if he doesn't have a quarterback, he's not.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not going to be moving forward.
Who will that quarterback be? Could it be the guy he was with at Alabama? He's going to make comments. We're going to hear them. He made them some time ago. We're going to hear the comments he made about Jalen Milroe, who is one of the quarterbacks in this draft coming up in 30 minutes right here on the Fan, so get ready for that. The I still think the quarterbacks who can create and extend plays, part of this is interesting, and it makes me think, is that specifically what they're looking for?
What's your interpretation? Like, my interpretation of that is a guy who doesn't want to sit in the pocket too long.
Well, my interpretation of that is a guy who can sit in the pocket, but if the pocket breaks down, can still make plays. I don't think that screams Kirk Cousins. Do you?
No.
Especially with an Achilles that's not what it used to be. Doesn't scream Aaron Rodgers as a free agent.
But if you're Kevin and you know your job's on the line when this thing, but let's face it, Tommy's job's on the line too. Do you go out and get a quarterback who has experience that could probably help you win some games? He might take some sacks in the pocket, but if he can help you win and get you to the playoffs and preserve your job for another year, then it might be prudent to go out and get a not so mobile, effective, high completion percentage rate quarterback to run your team.
To me, there are a couple of guys who fit that real well.
And he also kind of explained that he needs a quarterback that's going to be the offensive coordinator, well, like all quarterbacks, after the word hike is said.
Let me throw some names at you of quarterbacks who were available. And again, we're going to be talking about this and these guys extensively leading up to free agency in the draft. We've already discussed Justin Fields.
Yeah, we have.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones.
Righto.
Those guys can throw and they're mobile. They can run. They can extend plays. Makes me think that's if that was actually a telling statement, to me it screams Kirk Cousins isn't your guy. Aaron Rodgers isn't your guy.
But here's the other thing.
Which I can't imagine.
What
Aaron
if he's
Rodgers
Kevin Stefanski's guy?
Well, that's a different story.
Then he is going to become your guy.
But would that, you know, am I reading too much into one statement?
I think maybe a little bit, but that's okay. But I don't have a problem with it.
But if it's a quarterback, I mean, if that's the philosophy, then there are plenty of guys out there who you can find who can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's and clearly that's the type of quarterback play that's succeeding in the NFL right now. I mean, it's succeeding in a big way. Just look at the teams still playing and the teams that have gone into the playoffs. That's what it screams.
Let me ask you this. What job do you think is more coveted? A offensive coordinator in the NFL who doesn't call his own plays, or a Division I college offensive coordinator who gets to call their own plays? What would you rather be?
What do you want to do? You know, I don't want to be that simple about it, but do you want to be a college coordinator or do you want to work in the NFL? Different worlds.
You have to get that experience, and he has it, that experience of actually calling plays on game day, though.
He's done it.
Yeah.
He did it at Notre Dame. He did it at Alabama.
I don't know. Is it overrated, calling the plays? Because
Since I've never worked for an NFL team as a coach, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if – or do fans overrate who's calling
the
plays?
I think fans – the coaches will tell you it's overrated. I've never bought that myself. I think it is a big deal. You know?
It should be.
It's a different philosophy on game day, and Kevin's good at it.
It should be of one mind.
One mind.
Thought partner.
One thought. Oh, nice. Nick Kostos is our Odyssey Sports betting insider. Who wins? Who goes to the Super Bowl? Where should the smart money go? Kostos has all that, and Andy will pick a bone next on Baskin and Phelps. And don't forget, comments on Jalen Milroe coming up in the 11 o'clock hour from the guy who didn't want to talk about him today, Tommy Reese.